Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott. Longtime friend of ours. 12, almost 13-year member of our Brain Trust. And she's in Thailand. She's in Bangkok right now, and she's got her, that's her where she's basing out of Asia. But she also is distributing her ideas on coaching and performance management around the world. Sheree, thanks again for hanging out with us. I think that's drsheree.com is the website. Sheree, I know that you've got a big event in the United States coming up in Seattle in February. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm going to be teaching our coaching method, which has been taught, we've been teaching it for 37 years. It's the oldest coaching method, and I'm called the mother of coaching, the person who actually put coaching together as a profession on the map. For 37 years, we've been teaching this course, and of course, we've upgraded and upgraded and updated, et cetera. But it's going to be in Seattle. February 4th is the launch date of it. Any of our listeners today, Jim, have ever secretly dreamed of being a coach or of actually improving their personal skills to be able to help and empower other people? It's something that they might want to give send a little email saying, I'm interested, because it's all really right. An intensive program and very thorough.
And that's in February, and they can find more about this at drsheree.com.
Yes, they can. And they can actually email me immediately through my assistant, which is, if you take the first part of Christmas, which is Christ, and you add Michelle@gmail.com, ChristMichelle@gmail.com. That's okay. Her email address. And just send all it right. And say, tell me more about this coach training. I'm interested.
All right. So check that out. You know, I want to think of you as the mother of coaching. Sheree, I want to think of you as the empress of coaching. What do you think?
Oh, you're so kind. I like it. The empress is so much better. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you're in Thailand. I mean, I think that's a much better title. Hey, Sheree, give us a little hint at if you've got all these small business owners at your knee right now, give them some coaching tips. Give us a little taste of okay. what you teach people.
Stop talking. Start listening. Spend 20% of your time talking, but spend 80% of your time really listening to your people and paying attention to how they're communicating. Are they happy? Are they satisfied? Are they stimulated? Are they focused? Are they doing what they should be doing? Are they using their skills and abilities to the utmost? This is one of the critical points in our management, is making the right employee in the right job fulfilled, satisfied, and focused. If you're doing that, congratulations to you. But if you're too busy planning the future of the company, planning the destination, what we're doing, how to be able to make ends meet, then maybe you want to send your HR professional to our coach training to be able to become trained to get the right seats in the right cheeks. That's what we want to do. We want to have the right people in the right seats, because that's the key to making certain that work, that business works. You can cut back, you can reorganize, but you got to make
Sheree,
sure you got the right
I want you to place. I want you to get out of Thailand and come back to the United States. We need what you just said desperately in the United States right now.
I'm coming back in February.
But do you agree with
Let's
me? What you think we
need
2008, the events of 2008 put a serious setback on American management in terms of what you're talking about.
You bet.
And we need that. What would it take? What's it going to take to get that kind of attitude that you just described back in corporate America?
It's going to take one by one, lighting the lights of illumination to have them click in and say, yes, I'm on board, I'm willing, I'm ready, I'm able. And if I'm not, I'm going to get trained. I'm going to get the skill sets that I need.
But I'm still seeing a lot of telling and not a lot of listening out there. And I'm not talking about small business necessarily either, Sheree, right now.
Yeah.
Every talking kind of about business. Corporate America. A lot of telling, not a lot of listening. What do you think?
I'm in agreement. I totally am.
Yeah. Hey, Sheree, thank you for being here. Thank you for the work you're doing. I'm glad the world is embracing your ideas. I'm not the least bit surprised. You know that. I was telling people about you a long, long time ago, and this is just validation of all the things that I expected you to be able to accomplish. Thank you, Sheree, for being here. Safe travels, and come back again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. See you. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Sheree, Cherie, drsheree.com. Check that out. Check out that February event, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.